感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当我们带着这么样一个渴慕的心
，We come with a longing heart.
来到主面前
，Into the presence of our Lord.
我相信主要对我们说话
，And we believe the Lord shall speak to us.
我非常感谢主
，I'm very thankful to the Lord.
给我有这样的机会
，For giving me this opportunity.
能够和弟兄姊妹在这里一起来分享
，To come here to share with brothers and sisters.
音乐敬拜侍奉的学习
And what I have learned in musical worship and service
为什么我要用学习两个字呢
Why did I use the word learning?
因为敬拜这两个字
Because the word worship
实在是非常的深奥
It's very deep
它的意义深广
And it's so significant
绝对不是我们能够用短短的时间能够讲得清楚
There's no way we can share clearly everything in such a short period of time
我想敬拜是建立在我们与神认识的关系上。
Our worship really is based upon our knowledge of our God.
假如我们对神的认识越深
，If we know our Lord more，
我们对他的敬拜就更深。
Then our worship will be deeper.
当我们经历到神的大爱
，When we experience the love of God，
他的信实，他的恩典
，His faithfulness and His grace，
他的大能
，His power。
我们越经历
The more we experience
我们就有越更深层的敬拜
And then the deeper our worship will become
在我们每天的灵修读经祷告
In our daily devotional life in our prayer and Bible studying
主不断地更新我们
And the Lord renew us all the time
这些都促使我们在敬拜上有更多的学习
And all these will deepen our learning in worship
敬拜这个词义呢
And the word worship
是双向的
It's actually two directions
是我们跟神有互动的关系
If there's an interaction between God and us
当我们对他的大爱有了反应 反应的时候
When we have reaction toward his love
我们就向他发出赞美
Naturally we'll give him praise
我们就敬拜他
We will worship him
所以我们发出的赞美是要因为我们遇见了神
And we praise because we have encountered God
我们真正的尝到主的恩典
We have taste of him
所以我们从心里就发出感谢赞美
Therefore naturally from our heart we praise and thank him
因此我们就来赞敬拜他
And then we worship him
所以呢这是从我们内心发出一种最切切的回应
And this is something very natural very from our heart
所以主耶稣说
So the Lord Jesus said
敬拜神
To worship God
要用什么心灵诚实来敬拜
We shall worship God in truthAs spirit,
就是用我们的真诚，用我们最诚实，用我们的心灵来敬拜他。
Means from our sincere heart, with our truth, we worship him.
我们没有所谓什么传统的敬拜
，and there's no traditional way of worship.
也没有所谓的现代的敬拜
，and neither contemporary worship.
我们只有真实与不真实的敬拜。
There's only two kinds of worship, whether it's true or not true.
假如你不是真实的
，if we're not truly worshiping,
你的外表在。再显得虔诚或者是再显得疯狂怎么样都没有
No matter how godly or reverent or flourish or our appearance made in our worship
有一句话说我们宁愿要有心的敬拜
And there was this saying we'd rather have worship from heart
我们不要有那个只无就是对不起我讲有心无言语的敬拜
We'd rather have a worship that's from the heart without words
而不要那个没无心有言语的敬拜
And then those worship that have a lot of words but not from their heart
也许你在敬拜的话上面讲了很多很多
Maybe we are able to utter a lot of words
讲得很长很长
And maybe have a lengthy worship prayer
难道你的心没有遇见主
But our heart did not encounter the Lord in that
这种敬拜神得不到满足
And this is not the kind of worship God is pleased
所以我在看我们有很多的教会啊以往啊，在天主教传下宗教的仪式当中
，and in the history of church, many traditions have been brought down through time.
也许弟兄姊妹来到圣殿或者来到教会
，children of God go to church or temple.
就是先唱诗。
The ritual is first let's sing some song.
读经。
And then read some words of God.
祷告。
And then pray.
然后听讲道。
And listen to the message.
就按照一个形式。
It's like there is a pattern.
假如这个形式中我们没有真正的遇见主。
However, when we go through every step in the pattern, we did not encounter the Lord.
不管它是多长。
It doesn't matter how long the program may be.
我们没有遇见主，这种 我觉得这种敬拜没有意义。
Then it's a meaningless worship.
我们自己得不到帮助。
Because we are not helped spiritually.
神也得不到满足。
Neither is God's heart satisfied.
今天呢，我的要讲到的就是我们讲义上有写的，我的题目呢是大卫帐幕几何神心意的敬拜。
Therefore, this morning I'd like to share with you David's tent and the worship that satisfied God's heart.
所以呢，你们看了这个题目，就应该联想到，在大卫帐幕里必定是有合神心意的敬拜。
So just by reading this topic, you know there must be some kind of worship that is pleasing to God in the tent of David.
我们先来读《使徒行传》十五章十六到十八节。
I'd like to read with you the Book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 16 to 18.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
此后，我要回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。
That the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages.
另外在讲义上我没有写啊，所以我还是希望有圣经就打开，不然我可以念给弟兄姊妹听，就是阿摩斯书第九章十一节。
And there's another verse I didn't quote here, a book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11.
那我来读。
I read it for you.
到那日
Till that day,
我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent.
堵住其中的破口。
And fill all the openings.
把那破坏的建立起来。
Rebuild all those who are broken.
重新修造像古时一样。
And rebuild just like in the ancient of old.
好，这边讲到此后我要回来，跟阿摩斯书上所说的到那日我必建立，这个是讲到弥赛亚第一次的降临。
And the phrase here, after this I will return and rebuild, that talks to, talks about the first coming of Messiah.
就是说第一次主耶稣降临的时候，他说我要重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。
So when Jesus came for the first time, he came to rebuild the fallen tent of David.
我们知道大卫的帐幕是应该距今大概有三千年。
It's about 3,000 years from now when David had his tent.
所以绝对不是指大卫物质上的帐幕。
So we know this is not referring to the material tent of David.
因为三千年帐幕倒塌已经倒塌的无影无踪了。
Because 3,000 years from now, everything is gone, including the tent.
所以主耶稣来讲指大卫的帐幕就是有特别的意义。
So whenJesus referred to the tent of David, it has a specific meaning.
所以我们先来解释什么是大卫的帐幕。
So I'd like to share with you, what is the tent of David?
在旧约里提到两个帐幕。
In the Old Testament, there were two tents.
一个是摩西的帐幕。
One is the tent of Moses called Tabernacle.
一个是大卫的帐幕。
And the other one is the tent of David.
摩西的帐幕是旧约代表律法。
The tent of Moses represents the Old Testament, the law.
在这个摩西的帐幕呢，也就是摩西遵照神给他的启示所建造的会幕。
And Moses built the tent was according to God's instruction.
我们来复习一下。
And we can review what happened then.
这个会幕的形式。
And the pattern and the style of the tent.
我们知道进口处。
And at the entrance,
有个祭坛。
There was this altar.
那就是被杀的动物要献在祭坛上。
And therefore those animal sacrifice will be offered on the altar.
是为了赎罪。
And the purpose of the sacrifice is to redeem the sin.
经上说若不流血罪就不得赦。
Because without shedding blood, sins cannot be forgiven, as the Bible says.
然后再一步就到洗濯盆。
And then you will come to the wash basin.
叫圣洁。
And that's how that's meant to be sanctified.
然后进入圣所。
Then you go into the holy place.
圣所有金灯台。
In the holy place, you see the golden lampstand and the showbread.
还有香炉。
And also the incense.
这个是每天啊，那个时候他们都要侍奉在耶和华面前。
These were the things offered up before God every day.
圣所再进去就是至圣所。
And after the holy place, you enter into the holy of holies.
这个两个之间有一个幔子。
And in between these two places, there was this veil.
在至圣所里呢。
And in the Holy of Holies,
就有约柜。
There was this ark.
然后上面有施恩座。
On top of the ark was the mercy seat.
旧约摩西时代。
And in the Old Testament time,
人不能够进到至圣所。
Man could not come close to the Holy of Holies.
只有大祭司每年一次。
Only the high priest once a year
带着血为百姓赎罪可以进去。
Bring the blood and for the sake of to redeem the sins of God's people, he was able to enter.
就是在每年七月初神赎罪日的那天。
And in the early July of each year, high priest will enter.
Yeah, 这个就是摩西的帐幕。
And that was the contents of Moses' tent.
以后所罗门建造圣殿。
Later on, when King Solomon built the temple,
也是照着摩西的帐幕建造。
He designed the whole temple in the like manner.
有圣所、至圣所。
You have holy place, the holy of holies,
在至圣所。
And there was ark in the holy of holies.
人不能够进到至圣所。
And man could not come close.
只有 holy of holies 可以进。
Only the high priest could.
但是在大卫的帐幕呢
But for King David's camp
是代表新约
It represents the meaning in the New Testament
大卫是有可靠的恩典
He has a sure grace on him
在他的帐幕里
In David's camp
没有至圣所也没有圣所
There was no division between holy or holy of holies
只有约柜
There was only this ark
所以呢
Therefore,
人人都可以来到施恩座前。
Every man could come to the mercy seat on top of the ark.
这个就是大卫，这个大卫的帐幕只有在大卫时代才有。
And David's tent was only available in the time of David.
大概也只有三十年
间。It lasts about three decades.
所以我们说到大卫的帐幕就指这三十年间的大卫帐幕。
So when we talk about the tent of David, we talk about these 30 years.
当时的人可以直接来到约柜前。
Because in those 30 years, people could just come directly to mercy seat to worship God.
好，这个呢就预表了基督。
And that signified Christ.
基督和他的教会。
And his church.
所以我们说这个大卫的帐幕就仅仅在只有这三十年间过了这三十年以后当所罗门建造圣殿以后又恢复到摩西的帐幕
Therefore we all know the tent of David only lasts about 30 years and later on when his son King Solomon rebuilt the temple that was the end of David's tent
所以主耶稣在这边说
Therefore Jesus said
我要恢复重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕
I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent
我们可以大卫的帐幕我们可以从两方面来说
And there are two aspects in
一个是大卫国度的帐幕
One is the tent regarding his kingdom
当大卫得神把这个国赐给大卫大卫坐在宝座上的时候
When God made David the king and gave him his throne
一直到主前616年西西底家王被掳掠到巴比伦
And until the time which is 616 years before Christ when King Hezekiah was captivated to Babylon
之后一直到弥赛亚降临之间这一段时间是没有人坐在大卫的宝座上
And from that time on until the arrival the birth of Jesus there was no one sitting on the throne
yeah, 也就是说大卫的国度是倒塌了
Therefore we can say even the kingdom of David has fallen
直到基督降生十字架复活升天
It did not come back until Jesus was born and he died and he was buried and he ascended into heaven
教会的时代开始
And the era of church began at resurrection
神的国又重新被建立
And that is the beginning point again of the kingdom of God
第二个是代表作敬拜的帐幕
And then the second aspect is the tent used to worship
我们今天的重点在敬拜的帐幕
And this morning my main point will be on this tent, the tent of worship
大卫在他约柜的面前敬拜神
Because David worshiped God in the presence of the ark
他制定了一套特别的敬拜方式敬拜制度
And he actually organized his people have this system of worship
但是这个因为西底家王被掳掠了以后在犹大国就失去了这个敬拜
And because the king Hezekiah was captivated and by Babylon therefore this kind of worship just ended
所以直到主耶稣再临教会开始这个敬拜才恢复
and this kind of worship was not recovered until Jesus came on earth
今天万国万民各国各方
and today all nations all people from all directions
主都兴起我们做他的子民
God has raised you and me up to be his people
我们可以直接来到施恩的宝座
because we can all come directly to the mercy seat
进入教会
Enter into his church.
敬拜神就是大卫真正的帐幕。
Worship God as if we are in the true tent of David.
而不在摩西律法之下。
And we're no longer living under the requirement of law of Moses.
所以大卫的帐幕呢，就是表示说人可以直接来到神的面前。
Therefore, the tent of David meant we can now come directly to God.
我们现在来看大卫帐幕的特征。
And what are the characteristics of David's tent?
我们知道大卫是一个渴慕神的人。
We all know David was the one who had longing for God.
他写了很多的诗篇。
He had written a lot of psalms.
我的心渴慕你，如同鹿渴慕溪水。
And just for example, my heart long after you as the deer long after the water.
他说我愿住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的容面。
And I long to dwell in the house of the Lord and behold his beauty.
大卫在他一生，我们看到很多诗篇中他写的，他渴慕于渴慕神，他有一颗要神的心。
And from the songs he wrote, you could tell he really had a heart for God. He longed to have God.
当他在锡安山建立了他自己大卫的帐幕的时候
Therefore, when he built the tent on the Mount Zion,
他就想到神的同在
He thought about the presence of God,
就是约柜
That's signified by the ark.
所以他就要去寻找约柜
Therefore, he had a heart that he wanted to find the ark.
我们知道在以利的时代
And in the time of Eli,
以色列人跟非利士人征战
Israelites were fighting against Philistines.
他们多次的失败
and they failed so many times
他们想也许我们可以把约柜抬出来
therefore they came up with the idea that maybe we should just carry our ark in the fight
我们就可以从仇敌的手中救出来
maybe then we can be delivered out of the hands of our enemies
但是他们错了
but they were so wrong
结果约柜就被非利士人掳走
and the result was the Philistines actually took hold of the ark
自此约柜就漂流在外
after that the ark drift in all over the places
但是大卫渴慕神
but David had this heart for God
他要寻找约柜
so he wanted to find the ark
当然这一段寻找约柜的故事在这个圣经上都有记载
and the story about how he found the ark was recorded in the Bible
我们就不仔细说
I will not go through them today
我们现在读各位不晓得有没有圣经哈？我们读。
Do you have your Bible with you?
我们可不可以读那个历代志上
？Can we read First Chronicles?
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
第二十五节开始，好吧
？First Chronicles, Chapter 15, Verse 15.
我们翻到了二十五节，我们一起来读。于是大卫和以色列的长老并千夫长都去从俄别以东的家欢欢喜喜地将耶和华的约柜抬上来神赐恩与抬耶和华约柜的利未人他们就献上七只公牛七只公羊大卫和抬约柜的利未人并歌唱的人首领基拿尼亚以及歌唱的人都穿着细麻布的外袍大卫另外穿着细麻布的以弗德这样以色列众人欢呼吹角吹号敲拔鼓瑟弹琴耶和华的约柜进了大卫城的时候扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看见大卫王踊跃跳舞心里就轻视他这里我们看着大卫因为渴慕神他就要去寻找约柜当他把约柜抬进来的时候我们可以看着他们的形式仪式是就是以色列众人欢呼怎么样吹角吹号敲拔鼓瑟弹琴大发声响把耶和华的约柜抬到大卫的帐幕
And we see in verse 28 how the people of God were so happy when they found the ark. They rejoiced and they played all kinds of instruments.
但是扫罗的女儿米甲呢，看见大卫这样的踊跃跳舞，就轻视他。
However, the daughter of Saul, Michal, watched from a window and she saw how King David dancing and celebrating. She despised him in her heart.
这边说到大卫是极力的在神面约柜面前跳舞
and we saw how David danced with all he could in the presence of the ark
我们有没有想过大卫为什么要在神面前跳舞
have you ever thought about why King David was dancing like that
因为 以往我们没有看到经节说大卫极力的跳舞
because prior to this we never saw how the way he danced
我们也可以 再看一段圣经好吧，再
read another passage together.
撒母耳记下第六章
Second Samuel chapter 6.
我们读第二十节
Verse 20.
好，找到了，我们就一起来读好吗？哎，大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女出来迎接他说，以色列王今日在臣仆的婢女眼前露体，如同一个轻贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊！这个是米甲对扫对大卫看见大卫的表现极力跳舞给他的批评。
You see here that this is a criticism from the daughter of Saul that how David danced before God like that.
那么大卫是怎么样的回答呢？
And what was David's reaction?
大卫说，我是在耶和华面前。
He said, it was before the Lord.
所以我们继续读下去二十一节。
Let's read on in verse 21.
好，大卫对米甲说，这是在耶和华面前，耶和华已拣选我，废了你父和你父的全家，立我做耶和华以色列的君，所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞，我与将卑微。
I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes, but by these slaves girls,
扫罗的女儿
I will be held in honor. And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
这边我们就可以知道为什么大卫有这种表现。
And now we know why David reacted that way.
因为他说他本原本不配得这个国，是耶和华把这个国赐给他。
Because he recognized that he was not worthy of the kingdom, it was by God's grace he had the kingdom.
这是大卫觉得神给他的恩典。
And he felt this is a grace from God.
他觉得是非常大的恩典。
And it's the great grace of God.
所以他虽贵为一国的君王。
Therefore, even though he was as honored as a king of a kingdom,
他在神面前就要感谢。
He still want to give thanks to God.
所以他放下他君王的尊贵。
So he set aside the honor of a king.
他谦卑伏在神面前。
He humbled himself before the Lord.
他不在乎，他只自由的敬拜赞美。
He didn't care, and he just want to worship God freely.
但是米甲怎么批评他呢？
But how about Michal? How did she criticize King David?
说你在臣仆面前有好大的荣耀啊。
So, oh, what a great honor you just manifest before your slaves.
这个就常常提醒我。
And that this her comment greatly reminded me.
人家的敬拜我不能批评。
That I should never criticize how other people worship God.
只要他的敬拜蒙神的悦纳。
As long as God is happy about their worship.
他用什么样的敬拜
？Whatever manner they choose to worship.
都是他的真心诚意的敬拜。
As long as from their heart,
神悦纳就好了。
God is happy, then that's enough.
也许我有我有的观点。
Maybe I have my own point of view.
我接受了神这么大的恩典。
And I received such a grace from God.
我的感觉。
My feeling.
就是静静地坐在那里。
And usually it's like to sit there quietly.
主我感谢你。
And say, Lord, I thank you.
你的恩典够我用。
For your grace is sufficient.
好。但是我们不能批评别人。
But I should not criticize how other people worship.
你有你的感谢，他有他的敬拜。
Because each person has their own way of giving thanks and worship.
米甲因为批评了大卫。
And Michal, because she criticized David,
绝对不讨神的喜悦。
And God was not happy with her.
大卫在这边回家给眷属祝福。
And when David returned home and blessed all the people in the house,
每一个人都得到祝福。
Everyone received blessing.
除了米甲
except Michal,
他没得到祝福。
She did not receive any blessing. 他
得到的是什么？
What did she get?
直到十日，扫罗的女儿没有生养儿女。
What she got was the fact that she had no children to the day of her death.
生养儿女有两个预表。
And having children or bearing children have two meanings.
一个是肉身的生养儿女。
From the fleshly point of view is to give birth from our flesh.
一个是属灵的儿女。
Another one is give birth spiritually.
因为米甲的批评。
And because of her criticism.
她没有生养儿女。
She had no children.
神也常常提醒我。
Therefore God reminded me.
不要随便批评。
Don't criticize people randomly.
尤其是在神人家对神的敬拜上面。
Especially in the matter regarding other people's manner of worship.
因为敬拜是讨神的喜悦。
Because worshiping is something God likes.
不是讨人的喜悦。
And it's not done to please men, but to please God.
人家唱什么样的歌。
And whatever song they choose.
人家举手跳舞。
And whatever manner they choose, like clapping hands, dancing, or raising your hands.
只要神蒙悦纳
as long as God is happy about it,
只要他真正的遇见主
and as long as this person encountered God in the process,
就强过，就胜过
it is better,
我坐在那里
than me sitting there,
我也许参加一个聚会
maybe going through the whole worship program,
我没有遇见主
but did not encounter God,
我只是按照仪式敬拜就唱诗祷告读经
I was there just going through the motion as usual.
所以主你光照我们
So Lord enlighten our hearts
我们不做一个批评的人
So that I will not become a person who criticizes others
因为这个世代在改变
Because the time is changing
每一个人的敬拜
Every man's worship
因着世代的改变在不同
Can be changed in according to the manner of that time
压力非常的大
For example we are in a time full of pressure
在我那个时代
Back in my time,
我想没有这么大的压力。
We didn't have as much pressure today.
现在小学生有小学生的压力。
And kids in the elementary school had their pressure.
中学生也有压力。
Junior high had their own pressure.
做事的人，公司的压力。
People go to work at their own different kind of pressure.
家庭的压力。
And pressure at home.
哦，各式各样的压力。
There are all kinds of pressure.
把我们压不住。
And we are so pressed.
当我们来到神面前。
So when we come to God.
让我们遇见神的时候
We need to encounter God.
哦，我们要放下我们的重担压力。
And that is the time we need to let go of all the burdens and pressure.
我们要自由的赞美。
We need to be able to worship Him freely.
假如我们被周围的压力压住
If we are pressed inwardly by all kinds of pressure,
我们就没有办法从我们心里发出赞美。
It is hard for us to send our worship from our freely.
我有一次我们在那个我是从台北教会来的。
I came from Taipei's church.
我们的年轻人
and there were a group of young people.
他们真的是压力很大。
They were under a lot of pressure.
但是我们在有一次在Christmas 传福音的时候
one time we preach gospel during Christmas.
为什么我们挑选圣诞节传福音
Why did we pick a Christmas?
我们以往的
Because in the past,
教导说圣诞节并不是在那一天。
We were taught, you know, Christmas was not true the birthday of Jesus Christ.
我们不应该在圣诞节欢祝主耶稣的降生。
There's no point to celebrate Jesus' birth during Christmas.
但是感谢主，圣灵更新我们。
But we thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit renewed our mind.
新酒赐给我们。
Give us new wine.
让我们看见。
So we look at it differently now.
世人不愿意来到教会。
Because usually people in the world will not step into church.
但是在圣诞节的时候。
But on Christmas.
奇怪得很
Funny thing happened
他们愿意来到
They will be willing to come into church
所以我们就要利用借着这个机会
Therefore we want to use this opportunity
向他们传福音
To preach the gospel to them
假如我们唱很深奥的歌
And if in that gospel meeting we sing something very deep
唱很好像是很古老的诗歌或者很难的歌词
Something that's very hard to read or something that's of very old age
这个年轻世代人他不懂
And people in this generation may not appreciate very much
你讲很长的道
Or you give a long sermon
他没有心听
They may not have the heart to sit through the meeting
他说我下面还有 party
They say, you know, we have party right after this
有一次我们就被邀请
And therefore, there was one time we were invited
到一个海巡队去
to go to this particular group
去传福音
This 海巡队 means Navy
A Navy
Navy Patrol organization We were invited to preach gospel to those people
可是可以说都是阿兵哥了
You can say we're preaching basically to all the soldiers
对我们就先向他们唱歌
Therefore, in the beginning of the program, we sang to them
我们唱了什么歌呢
What kind of songs did we sing?
我们唱这世界有一个千变不变的道理
And we sang a hymn called There is a never changing truth in this world
就是主耶稣爱你
Which is Jesus loves you
我们就只这么唱
We only sang that song
然后我们又唱了一条歌
And again, follow that, we sang another song
我们说云上太阳
We said there is sun above the cloud,
永不改变
and the sun never changes.
虽然小雨洒在我脸上
even though sprinkles may fall on my face,
但是主的爱永不改变
but the love of the Lord never changes.
很奇怪，就这么两首歌
and with two simple songs like that,
这么阿兵哥就掉眼泪了
You see soldiers sitting down there start to cry.
后来呢
and later on,
他们上面有一个命令说，八 点就要提前结束。
And there was this order from above says finish your meeting by 8 o'clock.
我们几乎还没有开始要讲道。
We haven't had a chance to speak yet.
还没有机会要传福音。
We haven't talked about the gospel yet.
我们只不过唱了这两首歌。
We only had a chance to sing two songs.
那怎么办呢？要结束了。
So, but it's time to wrap up. What should we do?
那我们只好呼召了。
The only thing we can do is that we do altar call now.
我们说有谁愿意接受主耶稣这千变不变的道理，请到前面。
So whoever likes to accept the truth that never changes through thousands of years, that's Jesus Christ. Please come forward.
你就没有想到。
You will never imagine what happened.
这些大阿兵哥都上来了。
All the soldiers came forward.
我们没有想到这么多人愿意信主。
We were so surprised that so many people wanted to believe in
Jesus. 我们几乎没有准备好。
We weren't even prepared for this.
也没有寄那么多的记名卡。
We don't have a lot of the cards for the newcomers.
我们只说，你们相信主耶稣，我们就来一起。我们以往做决志祷告是个别的。
In the past, when we ask people to believe in Jesus Christ, we do on an individual basis, one-on-one basis.
因为人太多。
But that day, we got so many people in the front.
我们只好集体做决志祷告。
Therefore, we did this prayer all together at once.
所以我在说，敬拜或者是赞美，没有传统，也没有现代。
Therefore, I just want to share with you the point that when we do musical worship, there's no tradition manner, there's no one way of doing it.
只有人真正的遇见的主才是真正的敬拜。
And worship does not exist unless people encounter God in the process.
好，我又回到大卫接这个约柜来到圣殿的时候，我们在看那个第十刚刚我们读到历代志十六章。
And we were reading the First Chronicles chapter 16.
因为我对赞美的话我非常喜悦。
You know, I like the words about praise.
每到赞美。
Every time we talk about praise.
读赞美的话我心就有跳跃。
And my heart just rejoices naturally.
我们读一点点好了。历代志上16章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
24节。
Verse 24.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事，因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。好，我们再跳过去，因为时间的关系，我们再读第29节
verse 29，
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物放到他面前，当以圣洁装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要在他面前颤抖，世界也坚定不得动摇。愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿人在列邦中说耶和华作王了。我们再读34节
Verse 34,
应当耶和华因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。所以你们看到在这一章里面啊，
In this particular chapter,
是讲到那个大卫迎接约柜。
It talk about how Dave received the ark to return.
我们没有看到他再有献祭的表现。
We did not see him offer sacrifice.
他就是一直是赞美敬拜。
All he did was just praise and give thanks.
所以他献了神唯一悦纳的祭。
So he was the one who offered the only kind of sacrifice that God likes.
喜乐与赞美的祭。
Which is the joyful praises.
这就是大卫因为有神的同在。
And David did that all because he had the presence of God.
他就发出赞美。
So he was able to praise.
另外我们看到圣洁。
Another point is holiness.
在大卫的帐幕里。
In the tent of David.
因为大卫知道神有说，神的话说，人非圣洁不得见神的面。
And God made it very clear, without holiness, no one can encounter God.
因为耶和华说，我是圣洁的，你们都当自洁。
Because God says, I am holy, so will you be holy.
大卫曾说，我心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
And David has mentioned that when I focus on my sin, God did not like that.
所以罪会与我们神隔绝。
Therefore, sin is an obstacle between God and us.
大卫也说，求你光照我。
And David also says, Oh Lord, enlighten my heart.
求你赦免我隐而未显的过错。
Forgive me of all the hidden sins.
他说道，你若注重罪孽，
If you focus on your iniquity,
没有人在你面前能站立得住。
If you focus on my iniquities, then no one can stand in your presence.
但是在你有赦罪的恩。
But in you, there's a grace of forgiveness.
所以我敢一次再次的来到施恩宝座前。
Therefore, I can come to your mercy seat again and again.
也说到忧伤痛悔的灵，主必不轻看。
And you will not despise a sorrowful and contrite heart.
所以我们来到神面前。
So when we come to God,
一定要圣洁。
We must be holy.
大卫也是分父祭司们都要自洁。
That's why David asked all his priests to sanctify themselves.
如此才能带下神的同在。
Because that's the only way you can bring forth the presence of God.
我们刚才说到，在摩西的帐幕，还有所罗门的圣殿，以及大卫出行，那个出行迎接约柜的行奉献礼的时候，他们都有杀动物献祭。
And we talk about sacrifices must be offered, regardless of in Moses' tabernacle, King Solomon's temple, or even when they went out to receive the return of the ark.
因为我们刚刚读到大卫献了七个公牛和公羊。
And David, as we just read, he offered seven rams and seven bulls.
这个献动物在祭坛上啊。
And when you offer sacrifices on the altar,
也就是预表哥哥他山上主耶稣在十字架上的最大的献祭。
It is a symbol of how Jesus Christ would die on Golgotha as the greatest sacrifice.
主耶稣将他自己最完全的、毫无瑕疵、一次的献上给这神。
Jesus offered himself once for all without blemish to God.
自此就废除了动物的献祭。
And ever since then, we don't have to offer animals anymore.
所以在大卫的祭坛的圣殿的帐幕里
，Therefore in the tent of David,
不再有动物的献祭。
You don't see any animals being offered up.
只有喜乐与赞美的祭。
There were nothing but joyful praises.
这个我们可以说是大卫他。就是预表了基督。
And David, you can say he's the type of Christ.
大卫和他的帐幕就预表基督和他的教会。
And the tent of David represents the meaning of Christ and his church.
我们也知道，主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候。
We also knew when Jesus was on the cross, when he said it is finished.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil in the holy temple was ripped from top to bottom into two.
至圣所被打开了。
The Holy of Holies was open to us.
人可以直接进到幔内。
Now man can enter directly into the veil.
朝见我们的神。
To worship our God.
所以在大卫的帐幕里。
Therefore in the tent of David.
没有幔子。
You don't see another veil there.
只有约柜。
You only see the Ark of Covenant.
这也是预表着新约的教会，我们来到神的面前。
And that kind of setup represents how we in the New Testament time can now come directly to God.
所以主耶稣一次的献上就完成了永远的救赎。
Therefore, by offering once, Jesus once for all finished the redemption.
所以我们刚刚读的这个圣经那一章里面不再看到有动物的献祭。
Therefore, in the passage we just read, you don't see people offer animals as sacrifices.
让他们献祭什么呢？
So what did they offer?
就是送喜乐与赞美的祭。
They offer the sacrifice of praise.
所以大卫就制定了一套敬拜的赞美方式。
So David organized this particular system of worship.
他的唱诗的，还有弹琴的。
He set up people that play instruments, people that sing.
我想在圣经上有说，我就讲念一点好了。
Since it's recorded in the Bible, I just want to read it to you.
我就用讲的好了。
And I will share with you with my own words.
因为时间的关系哈。
Because we are running out of time.
大卫叫利未人。人人都要侍奉。
He told Levites, everyone should serve.
他亚撒及他的兄弟。
And he told Asa and his brothers.
负责歌颂。
To take care of choir.
鼓瑟弹琴。
And also the musical instruments.
他也吩咐西曼和杜顿。
And also he told Heman and Jedas.
他们负责奏乐器。
They were responsible for the sounding of the trumpets and cymbals.
是人人侍奉。
Therefore, everyone served.
每一个利未人。
Every Levite served.
今天新约的教会。
And in our time today, in the New Testament,
我们人人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
我们人人都要来侍奉神。
Therefore, everyone should serve.
所以我们说赞美敬拜，我们人人都要来侍奉的。
Therefore, in worship and praises, it's the job of everyone here.
所以我们看到有时候有的教会赞美敬拜团那么多人在上面。
Sometimes you go to a certain church, they have this huge worship team up there.
这是神蒙神悦纳的。
And I think God likes that.
人人都要将他的喜乐赞美献给神。
He wants to receive joy and praises from everyone.
我们看到大卫这个敬拜制度延续下来以后。
And you see the system that Dave has ordained.
在犹大的国王历代王朝中
and in all the dynasty in the kingdom of Judah,
每一次他们照着大卫的敬拜方式就蒙祝福
every time when they worship in the same manner as David has set up, they were blessed.
我们就看所罗门建造圣殿
look at King Solomon when he built the temple,
他把帐幕从不他把约柜从大卫的帐幕迎到至圣所时
He moved the Ark of Covenant from David's tent to the Holy of Holies
他的整个形式仪式
The entire process
都是照着大卫所吩咐的
was according to what David had set up
这个我想我们大家来念一下因为这个实在是太美好了
Now, This is such a wonderful thing So I'd like to invite you to read it together
我们读历代志下第五章
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles Chapter 5,
第十一节开始
Verse 11.
好，我们开始来读
Let's read it together.
当时
And withdrew from the holy place.
出圣所的时候，歌唱的利未人亚撒、西曼、耶笃顿和他们的众子、众弟兄都穿细麻布衣服，站在坛的东边。敲拔鼓瑟弹琴同作他们有120个祭司吹号吹号的歌唱的都依其发声声和为一赞美感谢耶和华号敲拔用各种乐器扬声赞美耶和华说耶和华本为善他的慈爱永远长存那时耶和华的殿宇好，你们说这美好不美好
Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah, 耶和华的荣光充满了殿就是大所罗门照着大卫的敬拜的方式把约柜迎到他的至圣所
When King Solomon received the ark into the holy temple in the same manner that Dave used to worship and the result is the glory of the Lord filled the temple
每一次他们历代这个大卫这个犹大王照着大卫的敬拜的方式都蒙下很大的祝福
And every time when the ruler of Jude they did the same manner of worshiping they were blessed, greatly blessed
我们看到约沙法王的时候
And in the time of Judge In the time of Jehoshaphat
啊，那个时候摩亚人跟亚麻人、亚门人来攻打以色列人。
And that's the time they're under the attack of Moab and the Ammonites.
约沙法就定义向耶和华祈求。
So the king Jehoshaphat asked the Lord.
他宣告禁食祷告。
And he fasted and prayed.
他就早上的时候他就叫利未人起来唱歌
and in the morning he told all the Levites to rise up and sing
他们用诗歌赞美神
and they used hymns to praise the Lord
假如你们仔细回去看的时候就是他没有打仗他就全部就是用祭司吹号的吹号唱歌的唱歌大声的赞美神
if you were go and study the Bible you see how he won the battle he only had all the priests marching up in the front and singing and praising
结果神就为他们埋下伏兵
and God actually greatly helped them by sending hidden angels
击败敌人
and defeat their enemies
转败为胜
And so they were over. They were able to overcome.
只是因为他们唱诗赞美耶和华。
Yeah, all because they were singing praises to God.
以后西西家王或者是约西亚王的时候，都因为前一代的王朝啊的国王不好，是一个恶王，远离耶和华。
And later on in the following generation, because they had kings come in and they did the evil thing in the eyes of God.
但是接下来的好王呢？他们就恢复了大卫的敬拜制度。
But these evil kings usually were followed by good kings, and they will recover what David had set up in the way of worship.
神就拯救了他们。
And God would deliver them.
所以每一次的一个破口。
Therefore, every time when there was this opening or breakage,
也就是我们灵性的倒退。
And that means when we withdraw spiritually,
我们一定要回到神面前。
We need to return to God.
神就是我们 再复兴起来。
And God will revive us.
所以我们看到在大卫的帐幕里。
And therefore, in the tent of David,
我们有神的同在。
We see the presence of God.
我们必须要圣洁。
That, and we need to have to be holy.
我们不再有动物的献祭。
And we don't offer animals anymore.
也不再有幔子的隔阂。
And neither is there any hindrance or veil in God in us.
我们唯一的献祭。
The only sacrifice we offer.
就是感谢赞美。
Is to offer the sacrifice of thanks and praise.
我们只要把感谢赞美祭献给神就好。
As long as we give God thanksgiving.
这就是我们今天的敬拜。
And that is the kind of worship we should have.
所以今天的这个敬拜要用在我们现代的时候。
And that same manner of worship should be applied in our time.
所以我们的敬拜呢
，Live our worship.
我们也是要心中渴慕主。
We have to have longing in our heart.
你只要有渴慕
，As long as you have longing and desire,
主就来
the Lord will come.
我们刚刚说的，主也需要我们。
As we have shared earlier, the Lord wants us and needs us as well.
所以当我们来到神面前敬拜的时候
，So when we come to Him and worship,
我们一定要带着一个渴慕的心。
We have to come with a longing heart.
我们全教会一起
，The whole church come together,
彼此扶持
，and support one another.
当敬拜的时候，不是只有敬拜的人在台上。
So that when we say we let's worship, not just people on up here are worshiping.
我们台下的会众。
The congregation down there,
我们是一个心
we are as one man with one heart.
就像所罗门那个时候祭司他们一齐发声声合为一结果神的荣光就充满了圣殿
Just like in the time of King Solomon, it says here, all these singers joined in unison as with one voice, and God was so happy and his glory filled the temple.
但是我们知道我们的神是圣洁的
And also we know our God is holy.
我们必须在他面前有圣洁的生活
So we have to sanctify ourselves.
我们台北的教会啊
And the church in Taipei.
我们也有一个敬拜的团队
We have this worship team as well.
有一次呢，有一位弟兄
And there was a brother among us.
他可能在这个婚姻上面犯了不圣洁，就是有不洁净的罪。
He actually offended his wife in the relationship of marriage.
但是他还是在敬拜团队中。
Yet he still participated in the worship service.
那我们当时就感觉到这个敬拜啊，好像没有这么与神那么通。
And at the time when we worship together, we felt there was some hindrance in the way we worship with God.
我们就跪下来祷告。
So we all knelt down and prayed.
我们并不知道谁有罪。
We didn't know anyone had offended God.
我们说主啊，求你光照我们。
We said, Lord, please shine light upon us.
假如我们有不圣洁的。
If there's any unholiness,
求你光照，求你洁净。
Please reveal to us and please cleanse us.
因为我们都在爱主的爱之下
Because we were praying in the love of the Lord
我们都在一个灵之下
We were in the same spirit
这个弟兄就把他的故事讲出来
This brother was able to share with us his problem
这个时候我们就说那你暂时停止服侍敬拜
And therefore told him then Would you please do not serve in this service for a while
照我们常人的观念
And in our usual mindset
也许我们会得罪他
You may think Oh I have just offended him
他以后就不再去
Maybe he will stop even coming to the church.
我们常常会说、哦、为了得到这个弟兄我们就不讲
Sometimes we will not point out the problems because we don't want to offend some certain person.
但是神是圣洁的
But remember God is holy.
如果我们留下这个破口
If we allow this breakage to remain
我们就得不到祝福
Then we will not receive God's blessing.
在大卫的帐幕里
In David's tent
是绝对圣洁的
It has to be absolute holy.
我们今天的敬拜
And our worship
也是要绝对的
has to be absolutely holy as well.
当人来到我们中间
So when people come in our presence,
不管他有多少的重担
it doesn't matter how much burden they have,
我们要让他结出真的遇到神
It is our job to make sure they encounter God.
真的在这里他真遇见神了
Once he or she encounters God,
他的重担就卸下
His or her burden will be let down.
他就能够来到神面前敬拜
He will be able to worship God.
我们也要注意我们的敬拜目的是要使外邦人也进到我们的中间
Another purpose of our worship is to attract outsiders, Gentiles to come in our midst
我刚刚提过
As I mentioned earlier
现在的年轻人压力过重
And the people in this generation are under
tremendous
pressure When we preach gospel
或许我们要有一点改变
Maybe we need to change the way we do it
保罗说我像什么人我做什么人。
Paul says, I will just be, whoever I preach to, I will be just like that person.
主耶稣走入税吏和妓女的家中。
And Jesus was be friends with prostitutes and tax collectors.
为要得到罪人。
He want to make friends with them so that he could obtain them.
假如我们今天我们要得到 这世代的青少年
We want to win the hearts of young people in this generation.
我们一定要放下我们以往的尊严。
We have to let go of our pride.
我们的教会是神圣的。
Our church is holy.
进来的人
And for those who enter,
一定要穿得整齐。
We usually say you have to dress properly.
坐在那边
Sit there.
要恭恭敬敬的。
And in good manner.
假如我们一直有这种的这个意念在我们身上
And if this is the kind of policy we have in our mind,
年轻人就不容易进来
Then probably will be difficult for a younger generation to come in.
所以圣灵要更新我们
So we'll ask the Holy Spirit to renew our mind.
要我们圣灵的更新让我们每日都看见我们要怎么样才能够从这个世界的绳之下把羊救出来
We need to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit to teach us how to deliver the young sheep in this world.
所以我今天的主题
Therefore, my theme today
就是我们的敬拜
is to the worship
是要有带有神的同在
that our worship needs to have the presence of God
真正的遇见神
so that we can encounter God in the process
我们要有圣洁的生活
we need to live a holy life
我们在神面前要有自由的释放
and also we need to be freed in His presence
当我们看到现今世代的年轻人他们遇见一个明星偶像一个足球偶像的时候他们就疯狂
Look at the young people in this generation when they encountered their idol in music or in sports they went wild
因为人是虚空的
because we are so empty
总是有一个偶像要去崇拜
we always pursue after certain idol
我们的神是创造天地万物的神
our God is the God of creation
我们难道不能在他的面前为他给我们的恩典疯狂吗
why can we go wild for the grace that he has given to us
大卫疯狂的跳舞
and David danced wildly in celebration of the grace
保罗为着主耶稣疯狂
and Paul was going wild for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ
我说我们也应当为着主耶稣不要再坚持我们以往所有的形象我们可以自由地来到神面前
Therefore, for the sake of Jesus Christ we should also let go of all the traditions and just come freely
我们为的是要完成主给我们的大使命
so that we can accomplish the mission he has entrusted us
去传福音给万民听
to preach the gospel to all nations
万民都做我的门徒
to make nations his disciples
感谢主
we thank the Lord for that
我们是在主的爱要充满我们要激励我们
May the love of the Lord encourage us
Can we sing
this song one more time? The joy overflows from my heart.